You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all the Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully on this episode, which is being dropped on the 16th day of April, 2020. We take the trash cans out of the dugout and play the 2017 World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers, the matchup that Fox Sports drooled over. The Astros are not in this one. This is Yankees-Dodgers. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. When you're at home during this trying time, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Also check out Locked On Yankees with Stacy, Locked On Dodgers with Jeff, and all those fun shows. You could follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're also on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So yeah, we're going back to What If Sports and doing another simulation of a hypothetical World Series. And this is one that is for, well, recent eyes, with the New York Yankees pulling off the unbelievable upset on the Cleveland Indians. Down 2-0, all the momentum going the Cleveland way, who looked like the Indians were going to avenge their World Series loss from the year before. Stunningly, the Yankees, a wild card team who had missed several postseasons, the 2016, the 2014, the 2013, they were young, they were a year ahead of schedule, they upset the Indians, beating Corey Kluber in Cleveland. Say that five times fast. Meanwhile, the Astros defeated the Red Sox, but you forgot the Red Sox were the division champs that year. But as it turned out, there was lots of trash can banging. There was lots of shenanigans going on. And the Yankees won all their home games of that postseason. And they could not win a game in Houston. And as we found out, and this goes beyond hyperbole, the Astros were kind of sort of cheating. So what would have happened? Could the Yankees have won a game? Could the Yankees have eliminated the Houston Astros? They probably could have. They took them 7 with them cheating. It's not really outlandish to say that if the Astros didn't know what ball was coming, they may have had a slightly less powerful and potent attack. And Fox Sports, drooling for a Los Angeles-New York matchup, would have had their wish. Now, the Dodgers-Yankees, that between 1941 and 1981 was a regular occurrence. They met in 41. They met in 47. They met in 49. They met in 52. They met in 53. They met in 55. They met in 66. They met in 63. They met in 77. They met in 78. And they met in 81. Yes, that was all by memory. 11 times with some of the most legendary names of both teams. From Joe DiMaggio to Fernando Valenzuela. Dodgers-Yankees every decade. No matter whether it was in the Ebbets Field or whether it was in the Chavez Ravine. But the two have not met since 1981. And that was only aided by the strike season. So, with many, many missed opportunities, especially a couple of times in the late 2000s. Imagine 2009 when the Dodgers made it to the NLCS and had the home field advantage. Who was the Dodgers manager? That would have been Joe Torre. You would have had Joe Torre versus the Yankees. You think you couldn't have sold that on TV? But as it turned out, the potential matchup between the Yankees and the Dodgers in 2017 was derailed by a trash can in the Houston dugout. So what would have happened? What would have happened if the Yankees won that Game 7 and forced themselves onto the Dodgers, who made quick work of the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Chicago Cubs to win the pennant in 2017, their first trip to the World Series since 1988. Would this have been a chance for Clayton Kershaw to finally get his World Series ring? Would this have been a chance for the young Yankees to claim a World Series title ahead of schedule, what would have happened? Who would have won? Well, let's find out. Game 1 of the World Series in 2017, as replayed, started in Chavez Ravine. Clayton Kershaw finally got his team into the World Series, and he was going to face off against Masahiro Tanaka after the combination of Sabathia and Severino got the Yankees into the World Series by winning the ALCS in Houston. Kershaw and Tanaka started off the series pretty quickly, scoreless first, but in the second inning, Tanaka let up a solo home run to Yasiel Puig, and Barnes hit a double, scoring Jock Peterson to give the Dodgers and Kershaw an early 2-0 lead. Puig again doubled home two runs to make it 4-0. By the fifth inning, Clayton Kershaw was in control, but Todd Frazier, remember he was a Yankee? Todd Frazier hit an opposite field home run to show this was not going to be a dominant shutout. Justin Turner answered with a home run to give the Dodgers a 5-2 lead. Kershaw worked around trouble in the sixth inning, and Puig homered again to give the Dodgers a 6-2 lead. With a rested and ready bullpen, Dave Roberts felt, why push Kershaw? With all the bad karma and all the failures in the postseason, why push it? And in the end, the 99 pitches for Kershaw seemed to be enough. Brandon Morrow came in and pitched a scoreless seventh. Fields came in, allowed a home run to Didi Gregorius, and had the bases loaded. But Pedro Baez worked out of trouble. And Kenley Jansen came out and pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers took Game 1 of the World Series from the Yankees. Kind of like they took Game 1 of the World Series from the Astros. So the Dodgers and the Yankees faced off in Game 2. This time, Sonny Gray had to go and pitch with everyone else slightly worn down. Sonny Gray was being asked to handle the Yankees' fortune. Rich Hill was pitching for the Dodgers. Gary Sanchez scored a double, bringing home Brett Gardner to give the Yankees an early 1-0 lead. Aaron Judge hit a tremendous home run to straightaway center. Next thing you know, the Yankees were up 4-0. The Dodgers came back, another hit by Puig, another fly ball by Barnes. Starlin Castro made an error, and next thing you know, it was 4-2 going into the third. Barnes again drove in a run with a double, scoring Puig, who was on fire to start the series, to cut the lead to 4-3. Taylor got on base in the fifth, Chris Taylor, but was thrown out trying to steal second base. In the seventh, Brandon Morrow came in, and Judge and Sanchez started the innings with singles, and the Yankees loaded the bases but could not score a run. They held the 4-3 lead to the eighth inning, when Tommy Kahnle came in and got Bellinger, Puig, and Peterson out. So the Yankees had a 4-3 lead going into the ninth and handed the ball to Aroldis Chapman to close out the game. First batter he faced was Austin Barnes, who hit a towering home run to left field to tie the game. The Dodgers, behind Baez, got out of a 10th inning jam. Dellin Betances came in to relieve Chapman, and despite an error by Frazier, the Dodgers couldn't score. In the 11th, Matt Holliday came in to pinch it for Dellin Betances, and the Yankees could not bring home the run. In the 11th, it was Chasen Shreve who came in and worked out of a jam, sending it to the 12th. In the 13th inning, Jacoby Ellsbury came out and struck out. Brett Gardner walked, Aaron Judge walked, but Gary Sanchez popped up, and we went to the bottom of the 13th. Adam Warren came out of the bullpen, and Starlin Castro booted a ground ball. Yasiel Puig reached, and with one out, Barnes, who had tied the game with a home run in the ninth, ended it with his second home run of the game. The Dodgers walked off 6-4 winners, and in total control of the series as they went back to the Bronx. For the first time since 2009, the first time this entire decade, the Yankees were hosting the World Series in the Bronx, but they were down 2-0 facing Yu Darvish. The Yankees and CC Sabathia got the Dodgers 1-2-3 in the first. Darvish couldn't get out of the first. Gary Sanchez homered. Greg Bird hit a single scoring Gregorius. And by the time Aaron Hicks hit a towering home run to left center field, Darvish was out of the game and the Yankees were up 6-0. Gregorius doubled scoring Sanchez in the second inning, and by then it was all CC Sabathia. Sabathia pitched 7 strong innings, allowing just 1 run. He scattered 8 hits and 3 walks, and the Dodgers just could not get a rally going. The Dodgers bullpen held the Yankees to just 2 runs after the 6-run outburst in the first, but Darvish was an absolute disaster, and the Yankees won a laugher 8-1, staying alive in the series. What to do for Game 4? Pitch Clayton Kershaw on short rest? He only threw 99 pitches in Game 1. Or hand the ball over to Alex Wood? Luis Severino, who was up and down, sometimes brilliant, sometimes awful in the postseason, was given the charge to try to tie the World Series. Severino threw a 1-2-3 first. Aaron Judge homered in the first. The Yankees once again put the Dodgers on their heels early. Bellinger and Barnes both got hits in the second inning, but could not bring home any runs. The score remained 2-0 as Severino and Wood were basically matching inning for inning, save for the Aaron Judge homer in the first. Judge, who had been held hitless before this game, smashed another home run in the 8th inning off of reliever Josh Fields, giving the Yankees a 3-0 lead. Severino had pitched 8 shutout innings, but they handed the ball back to Chapman, looking to see if he can redeem himself from the Game 2 fiasco, and he did. He got Seager, Turner, and Bellinger out. The Yankees took Game 4, 3-0. And the Yankees, who looked like they were dead from the neck up after the disastrous Game 2 loss, suddenly had tied the series. It was a lot like what happened in the division series, where they lost Game 2 in an extra inning walk-off manner to the Indians. They had lost Game 2 of the ALCS to the Astros in a walk-off hit that both instances put the team down 2-0. And in both instances, they came back to tie the series. And that's exactly what happened in the World Series. Now, with a rested and ready Clayton Kershaw, the Yankees had a chance to take a 3-2 lead and take control of the World Series. Masahiro Tanaka, who pitched badly in Game 1, was given a chance to redeem himself. Aaron Hicks made an error in the first inning on a lazy fly ball, but the Dodgers could not capitalize. Judge, who had started off those series hitless in the first 3 games, continued to mash, hitting a ground rule double off of Clayton Kershaw, and the Yankees had an early 1-0 lead. Tanaka cruised through the first 3 innings, allowing only 2 hits, before Austin Barnes singled home Clay Bellinger to tie the game at 1. Turner doubled to make it a 2-1 Dodger lead in the 5th, but Greg Bird hit a home run into the upper deck to tie the game 2-2 after 5. Then, Justin Turner made a critical error with 2 outs in the 6th inning, allowing Gary Sanchez to score, and the Yankees took a 3-2 lead. Kershaw was on the verge of losing a critical game, even though he was pitching quite well. In the 7th, Tanaka was trying to push and get the game to the 8th inning. He got Taylor out. He got Seager out. With 2 outs and nobody on, clinging to a 3-2 lead, Tanaka let up a single to Turner. And then Cody Bellinger doubled to put runners at the 2nd and 3rd. The tying run was at 3rd. The go-ahead run was at 2nd in the 7th inning. And Yasiel Puig, who had been swinging a huge bat in the series, came up. They played the percentages and walked Puig to see if they can get Logan Forsyth for the 3rd out. The strategy backfired spectacularly. Logan Forsyth crushed a grand slam into the right field seats, turning a 3-2 Yankee lead into a 3-2 Yankee lead into a 6-3 Dodger advantage. Tyler Clippard came in to relieve Tanaka, but it may have been too little too late. Kershaw came out and pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. Canely pitched a solid eighth. Brandon Morrow came out to pitch the eighth inning for the Dodgers and immediately allowed a double to Gregorius, a single to Castro, and another single to Hicks to make it a 6-4 game. But Bird struck out, Holiday popped up, and Frazier hit a fly ball to center field. Betances pitched the ninth for the Yankees, and despite letting up a pair of walks, did not allow a run. Kenley Jansen came in to pitch the ninth inning. He got Gardner, Judge, and Sanchez. 1-2-3. The Dodgers held on to a 6-4 lead, and the decision to walk Puig and pitch to Logan Forsyth had become the talk of the series. The Yankees were 7 outs away from taking a 3-2 lead in the series. Now they went back to Dodger Stadium, their tail between their legs, and not sure what the heck was going to happen. As it turned out, they handed the ball back to CC Sabathia, who was spectacular in Game 2, and he was up for the challenge. Rich Hill, who had pitched well in Game 2 for the Dodgers, got the ball for LA. Another hit by Aaron Judge, but the Yankees couldn't score in the first. It was scoreless after 1, 2, 3, 4. The two pitchers, Sabathia and Hill, were locking antlers, and the Dodger crowd, hungry for a World Series title for the first time since 1988, and a first home clinching since the 1963 World Series, also against the Yankees, saw Starlin Castro homer just over the left field wall to give the Yankees a 1-0 lead. And then, to add insult to injury, Sabathia himself hit an RBI single, scoring Hicks. It was a 2-0 game. 1-2-3 inning for the fifth for Sabathia. Sabathia worked around a Turner single in the sixth. In the seventh, Hill still pitching, and with two outs and the bases loaded, Headley came in to pinch hit for Sabathia. Sabathia had given them 6 innings with a season on the line, but they had to get a chance to blow the game open. Headley walked, and the Yankees took a 3-2 lead. But Brett Gardner hit a ball to the first baseman, who threw to the home plate to get the force, and then Aaron Judge struck out with the bases loaded. The Dodgers were down 3-0, but it could have been a lot worse. Tyler Clippard was now in to pitch for Sabathia, who had been spectacular up at this point. But Clippard faced Kiki Hernandez, Corey Seager, and Logan Forsyth, and walked all 4 of them. The bases were loaded. Nobody was out. Austin Barnes came in to bat. Tommy Canely came in to relieve. Barnes hit a sharp ball to Frazier, who threw home to get the force out. The bases were loaded with 1 out now. Tolles came in as a pinch hitter, and Canely threw a ball into the dirt, scoring Seager. It was now 3-1. The tying run was in scoring position. But Tolles struck out, and Taylor hit a fly ball to left field. The inning was over. Fields threw a 1-2-3 inning, and the Dodgers tried to rally against Dave Robertson. And despite a single from Yasiel Puig, they couldn't score the run. In the ninth, Matt Holliday and Brett Gardner got on base and scored an important run to make it 4-1. This time, Aroldis Chapman was up for the task. Seager flew out. Forsyth struck out. Barnes struck out. The Yankees had tied the game, tied the series, 3-3. It was going to be Game 7. The Yankees had to play a wild card game, a Game 5 on the road in Cleveland, a Game 7 on the road in Houston, now a Game 7 of the World Series on the road in Los Angeles. This really is hard to describe the Yankees as plucky and underdog, but that's exactly what they were. So Alex Wood came to pitch instead of Yu Darvish, who was a disaster in his one start. Luis Severino, who dominated in his one start, got the ball for the Yankees. Wood pitched a scoreless first, but Severino, who was brilliant in his one start, was affected by a Castro error and a double by Seager and a single by Turner, and the Dodgers were up 2-0. Severino walked the first two batters of the second inning, and it looked like this start could be a disaster. But he struck out Chase Utley, Alex Wood, and Chris Taylor 1-2-3 to work out of the second inning. The Yankees could not get a rally going. Sanchez walked but was stranded. Frazier got a single, but he was stranded. Frazier got a walk, but he was stranded. The score remained 2-0 after six. The Dodgers were now 9 outs away from winning the World Series. Wood had done his job, and Brandon Morrow came in to pitch the seventh. A Frazier hit by pitch. Chase Headley came in to pinch hit for Severino, got a single, and Brett Gardner came up and hit a deep drive to right field, but was caught at the wall. What could have been a go-ahead home run turned into simply a fly ball. Aaron Judge came up and struck out looking. The Yankee rally was stymied in the seventh. Clipper threw a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Fields came in to bring the Dodgers 6 outs away from winning the World Series. Sanchez struck out. Gregorius singled. Castro singled. And Hicks got a walk, loading the bases, putting the tying run in scoring position. Greg Bird came up and got hit by a pitch. Suddenly it was 2-1. What do? Do you bring in Jansen or do you bring in someone else? Dave Roberts decided to bring in Pedro Baez. With the bases loaded and a 2-1 lead in Game 7 of the World Series, and Frazier walked. The game was tied. And Matt Holliday came up as a pinch hitter. With the bases loaded, he hit a sharp ground ball to third. Turner threw home to get the second out. Gardner then grounded out. The game was tied going into the eighth. Canely came in to pitch, and despite allowing a Bellinger walk, he got the game into the ninth. Baez still pitching the ninth inning. Judge grounds out. Sanchez flew up. Didi Gregorius hit a double, but Starlin Castro was frozen on strike three. So now the Dodgers were one swing away from winning the World Series. Aroldis Chapman came in to pitch the ninth. Grandal hit a deep drive to right field, but Judge caught it. Utley grounded out, but Logan Forsyth, coming up as a pinch hitter, walked, stole second, but Chris Taylor got called third strike. Game 7 of the World Series was going to extra innings. And now, in from the bullpen, came Clayton Kershaw. Dave Roberts was handing the ball to Kershaw in the 10th. He had not used Kenley Jansen at this point, but he was handing it to his ace. Kershaw got Hicks strikeout, Bird struck out, Frazier struck out. To the bottom of the 10th inning, Dellin Betances pitching for the Yankees. Seager flew out. Turner flew out. Bellinger struck out. Game 7 of the World Series was going to the 11th inning. Kershaw still on the mound. Jacoby Ellsbury, considered one of the worst pickups in the history of the New York Yankees, came in to pinch hit for Betances. He had a deep drive to right field. It looked like it was going to be the go-ahead home run, but was caught at the warning track. Gardner grounded out. Judge got hit by a pitch, but Sanchez grounded out. It was a 2-2 game going to the bottom of the 11th. Adam Warren came in to pitch. Puig struck out. Peterson singled, and Yasmani Grandal lined out to third. But Chase Utley hit a base hit to right field, and Jock Peterson went from first to third. Kiki Hernandez came in to pinch hit for Clayton Kershaw. Hernandez walked. Now the bases were loaded with 2 outs. Chasen Shreve came in to relieve Adam Warren. Up stepped Chris Taylor, who lined a base hit to right field. Jock Peterson scored, and the Dodgers were the 2017 World Series champions. The Yankees came oh so close, pulling off the great comeback, winning games six and tying the game in the eighth inning. But it was Taylor who got the walk-off hit, sending the Dodgers into delirium. Manager Joe Girardi came oh so close, but this was Dave Roberts' team. And the win, in relief, went to Clayton Kershaw, who in fact went 3-0 in the World Series with a 2.40 earned run average. Not the MVP of the series, but certainly could not be labeled a championship choker anymore. There were tremendous jobs by several of the Yankees, including Brett Gardner, who batted 371 in the series, including Luis Severino, who struck out 18 batters in 14 innings to a 0.64 ERA. Two wonderful performances by CC Sabathia with a season on the line. Alex Wood of the Dodgers also pitched wonderfully to a 1.40 ERA. But the World Series MVP was Chris Taylor, who batted 323 for the series, had several key hits, including the one that walked off the World Series for the Dodgers. The Astros, turns out, were cheating in a strange little footnote of a story. They received a slap on the wrist. Nobody noticed. Instead, Clayton Kershaw, with his 3-0 World Series record, albeit slightly inflated by a game one in relief, is now a player with a reputation of being a big game winner. The Dodgers, with players like Puig and Peterson and Bellinger and Turner, could put themselves alongside the Garveys and the Koufaxes and the Willie Davises and the Valenzuelas and the Hershisers and the Gibsons of the LA heroes who delivered the big game for the Dodgers. That would have been a great World Series, don't you think? And I swear I did simulation after simulation after simulation, and the Dodgers won 80% of the ones that I did. I did 20-something of them, and the Dodgers won like 19 of them. And a couple of them they swept. But this, the most common result was Dodgers in 6 or Dodgers in 7. And so, this was the series and the results that I had in What If Sports. The Dodgers won the World Series, and the Yankees did indeed win a pennant in the 2010s, but came oh so close, but oh so far. So if there's a World Series or a Championship Series you want me to do or replay, I'm happy to do it. I'm currently doing the 2015 Pirates, if they had moved on from the Cubs in the wild card game, and I have a few other ones that I personally find interesting. So go to Sully Baseball on Twitter if you want to follow me, or LockedOnMLB_net if you want to follow the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB, and you can follow us on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. Replaying the 2017 World Series, this is Locked On MLB for the 16th day of April, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.